And they're here. Good morning.
Good morning, Susan.
Lovely to have you here. Of course, it is the eve, or it's today is the start of the practice for the biggest car club in the world, which is the Formula One, happening at Australia.
In Melbourne.
Albert Park. Yeah, exactly. But we have the biggest Cambridge car club, of course, here in Cambridge. And you guys are here going to tell us all about it. First of all, I just want to know the history to the Cambridge Car Club, because I looked on the website, and of course you explained quite a bit before, but it started in the 1930s, didn't it?
It did. It started way back when, and it was started by motorsport enthusiasts, people that brought their cars that they had and competed in them on airfields and so on. It sort of died away during the Second World War, and in the early 50s the car club was started up again as the Cambridge 50 Car Club, and it's run continuously since then. I have to say, I don't quite go back that far.
You but, don't look it.
No.
You really don't look it. You're a young'un.
But most of the members of the car club have been involved for a long time. And over the years, it's become more and more structured with proper governance from the MSA, the Motorsports Association of this country, and events are all run to proper rules and regulations. But we do make sure we have a lot of fun doing it as well.
It sounds like you have a lot of fun. You do quite a few things, don't you, from car trials. We'll talk about auto solos and for young people later, but I just want to talk about what actually goes on in the whole year. Can you sum up some things that actually are going to be taking place this year?
Certainly, yes. We run events both in our own name and with other clubs in the region. We've already had three events this year, which was the car trial at Halton, which is how far you can get up a slippery hill. We've had marshals training, which is all safety orientated. And we've been involved in a round of a national championship for the circuit rally at Snetterton, where us and a few other clubs ran a very good event. Coming up soon, we have a classic car run, which isn't particularly motorsport. It's just for people that like vehicles, classic and interesting vehicles. And that's taking vehicles on a predefined route around Cambridgeshire and Suffolk.
Is it starting in Cambridge? Any particular place in Cambridge?
It is. It's quite exciting because it actually starts from within the Imperial War Museum at Duxford.
Wow.
And
what a great setting.
Go off and come back, and then they can spend the rest of the day there.
And do you have to be members of the Cambridge Car Club to do this, or is it open to...
No.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
So, no, it's open. I mean, it depends on the event. This is more of a social event, and it's open to anyone. More regulated events, the car trials, where they're proper motorsport events, you have to be a member of Cambridge Car Club or another motorsport club.
Yeah.
To keep the governance under control.
I'm really, really interested in the history, but we'll come touch on that in a minute, because, Anthony, you're both experts on the Formula One, aren't you? I mean, I've got to say that, but you want to talk about it. So the latest, to this weekend, of course, is the first one in Melbourne, as we just said, and we've got a few changes in the teams. Of course, Lewis Hamilton has a new teammate, which is Bottas, isn't it?
Valtteri Bottas.
Bottas, yeah. And what other changes have we got? Force India have got a new pink car, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. They've been sponsored by a water company, and their branding is now pink, so you should be able to see them stand out quite nicely from the crowd. The other changes this year are much wider tyres. The tyres are about 25% wider than they were last year, it's giving much more grip. So consequently, the cornering speeds will be much greater. The thinking is that the cars will be up to about 5 seconds a lap quicker this year than last. That didn't quite work out in testing, but they were getting close to it. In terms of changes, yes, you've said Valtteri Bottas has now joined Lewis Hamilton at Mercedes. We have a young gun called Esteban Ocon, who has joined Force India, replacing Nico Hülkenberg, who has gone to the Haas team. And we have Felipe Massa has come back to Williams.
Yes, he was retired and now he returned.
Yeah, he had a short retirement.
Yeah. He couldn't get enough of it, could he?
And also there's a young Canadian called Lance Stroll who's come into the Williams team, who will be interesting to see how he gets on. He had a few crashes in early testing
right.
In the first week, but the second week he managed to get his foot down and sort it out. He's been sponsored very heavily by his father in the junior Formula E, so it will be interesting to see how he comes through compared to Max Verstappen last year. I think Max Verstappen is obviously a much quicker driver, and he's been much more impressive, so it will be interesting to see what happens. McLaren, the Honda engine, doesn't look as good again this year. They're having problems, so it'll be interesting to see how Alonso handles that. He's got a new teammate, Stoffel Vandoorne, who has come through from GP2. And he actually raced last year in one year race because, I don't know if you remember, Alonso had a massive crash in Australia last year and was out the next race. And Vandoorne came in, took his place and got a point in the first race. So he will be interesting to watch as well. So I think that's pretty much it for the young guns so far.
What I did hear, Anthony, and I haven't really, but I heard this, obviously, Nico Rosberg retired last year. Surprise, surprise. It was a big surprise, wasn't it? But very, very supportive of his decision. But I heard somewhere that the Hamilton might do the same this year. Have you heard that?
Not at all.
I read somewhere quite recently that there was talk that he might do. I might be wrong, and I hope I am wrong, but there was a sort of a prediction from somewhere in the F1 world. So
I'm sure a lot of it will depend on how the season goes.
Exactly. How well he does or how happy he is. Have you ever been to one of the Formula One races?
I've been to a couple. I've been to Silverstone a number of times.
Have you, Anthony, as well?
I've been to Monaco, Silverstone, and many years ago, Brands Hatch.
Wow, yes, when it was there at Brands Hatch.
Yes, indeed.
Monaco is an interesting circuit. It's always fascinated lots of people for the reason there is hardly any space, is there, for any driving. But we're all so fascinated by that circuit, aren't we? Why is that?
It's the atmosphere of the place. When you're there, the atmosphere is palpable. You're mixing in a very refined, rarefied atmosphere. Every inch of space is carefully used, and it just has the history. And you get caught up in the sheer excitement of the place there. It's one of those places. It's not necessarily the best Grand Prix to go and watch.
No.
As a Grand Prix.
That's right.
But it's something everyone should do once.
Yes. Because actually, from a spectator point of view, it's very frustrating, isn't it? You either have to be on one of those luxurious boats or hire an apartment above somewhere, or literally stand at a corner the whole time and just make the most of what you see for those few seconds when the cars pass.
You see the driver's helmets whiz past you.
Yes, that's right. You just know you want to have been and tried it, test it, and had that atmosphere. But apparently the drivers love it, don't they?
Well, it's a real challenge. It takes no prisoners. Yeah. They can't afford to make any mistakes if they don't want their weekend to end early. And I think that puts a certain frisson on the whole event, and we love it, and I'm sure the drivers love it, especially when they get it right.
Yes, and if they don't, oh boy, they're grumpy. Yeah. If you had to name a prediction, who was going to win the championship this year, are you going to be brave enough to say it now?
Yeah, I'd say Hamilton this year. I think he's annoyed with himself for not winning last year. I think if he'd driven as well in the second half of the season as he should have done in the first half, I think he would have won it. I think he let his foot off the boil, and I think he thought he would just come back to Rosberg, and that obviously didn't happen. So
yeah.
I think this year he's going into it knowing that he's got to go be out there from the first race. I think Vettel and Raikkonen will give him a run for the money, because I think the Ferrari's looking really good this year. And Raikkonen, in a car that he likes, I think is a good challenge as well. So I think the two of them will give him a run for his money. I mean, everyone's talking about Red Bull as well, but from what I've seen in testing so far, they haven't quite got it at the moment with the engine.
Yeah.
They've got the aerodynamics, because, of course, they've got Adrian Newey, the fantastic aerodynamicist on the team. So maybe they'll come through better in the next few races. But I think for the first race, it's going to be Hamilton, Vettel and Raikkonen.
Well,
the championship for Hamilton, sorry.
I think we've got a bit more to talk about. So I'm going to bring on the travel news now, and then we will return back to Chris and Anthony for some more news about the biggest K Cambridge Car Club in the world. So let me just bring you some travel news now. Great to have you back. We've got Anthony Smith and Chris Missell back here in the studio with me after the travel news. We were talking about the wonderful Cambridge Car Club, the biggest car club in Cambridge, just after the Formula One World Championship as well. Hello, back again. I want to talk more about the history, because I read also about the trial, the Hill trials, yes, that took place years ago. You have to allow us to...
Well, the car trial is an event that we still run. In fact, we think this year's event that we ran in January was the 50th time it had been run, and it's only run once a year.
Oh, so it's okay. So it's been last 5 years.
No, 50.
Oh, 50th. Oh, goodness.
So it goes back much further than I can recall. And it's run continuously at the same place in Harlton, one of the few hills in Cambridgeshire. And it's a fantastic event. It's all about taking a car. It doesn't have to be a special car. It can be just a very ordinary car, because they're sorted into classes. And trying to follow a short course up the slippery slope. And it sounds very simple, but there's an awful lot of technique involved.
Mm.
And one of the very nice things is it's motorsport that has an average speed of about 3 miles an hour, even if the speedos say it's going a bit faster because the wheels are spinning. It's an extremely safe event, and it doesn't particularly damage cars, which means you can use fairly ordinary cars on it.
What happens, Chris, with the insurance? Do you have to have insurance when you do something like that for a car?
You're right that insurance is needed, and that's all covered by the permit we take out to run the event with the Motorsports Association, which provides liability insurance.
Excellent.
To be fair, you're responsible for your own car, and I doubt your insurance will cover you should you damage it, but I can't remember a car being damaged on one of these events.
So the original hill climb was startling at the Fens. Flat out at the Fens, that's the...
Oh, the speed trials on the airfields.
Yes, sorry, I meant the speed trials,
Yes, I mean, there's some very famous people, Archie, Scott Brown, and the Listers, who now still make or have started remaking their old cars. They were famous personalities in the area as far as motorsport people were concerned.
And one of the other famous sport personalities was the Colin Chapman, who was the founder of the Lotus Cars. Now, he has some history, doesn't he, for the Cambridge Car Club?
He does, in that in the archives we can find an entry in a car that sounds like a Lotus from a Mr. C. Chapman. And this is either before or just at the start of when he was forming Lotus. So you could say that the antecedents of Cambridge Car Club were involved in the raising at least some of the enthusiasm that Colin Chapman had that took him on to form the very successful and long-lived Lotus Cars and all their exciting vehicles.
Now, we must talk about, I'm very interested, the auto solos and car trials you have for teenagers of, I think it's 16 and over, and then you've got car trials for 14-year-olds as well. And you're keen to get more members, aren't you, to come along?
We are very keen. I think compared with 20 years ago, there's such a lot of competition for people's leisure time. And I think people have changed in their expectation. They buy their leisure rather than contribute to their leisure.
That's a good point, actually.
So we find that the people running events, marshals and so on, and even people competing events, are gradually getting older. It's hard to believe it, but we are slightly older than some
You don't
people.
Look it. I'm not going to say anything. You don't look it.
And it's very important that new blood is brought into the sport, and being able to compete in relatively cheap events at a young age, I think builds youngsters' enthusiasm for motorsport. And I think, and I've gone through this with my own sons, I think it also teaches children, young drivers, I should say, young drivers, that there is a place for motorsport and competing and being competitive, and that isn't on the public highway.
Absolutely.
And it gives them the opportunity to enjoy a motor vehicle in a different way and in a safe way.
And when you say a safe way, learning to drive in a safe way, that if it so happens you're on a motorway or a road and you are in an accident or you have to avoid somebody, you know the skills to use to swerve out of the way without panicking. And I think it's really key. I personally think it should be part of the learning to drive curriculum, that you are able to go on one of these trials too, but that's a long way off. We've got to get them on the motorways at the moment. We're trying.
Well, that's true. Mm. But I think it's absolutely right that, you know, if they get into an extreme situation where the car skids, if they've had the opportunity to be in a car that has skid in a controlled fashion, they understand it's not the end of the world. They understand what to do about it,
mm.
and perhaps avoid a worse incident than otherwise.
Yeah. And going back to the skills, you were talking about trying to get more young people, men and women, obviously, girls and boys, to come along and volunteer and do some of the marshalling as well. It's great experience, isn't it? It's a tick on the box for getting some work experience, but they get a skill.
It is. My experience is in my own sons, and you know, when they were looking for jobs, they present a CV, and they obviously didn't have a lot of experience on it because they were coming straight out of education. But to be able to say they were registered as a marshal,
yeah.
and gone through marshal's training was a point that worked in their favour when being interviewed by prospective employers.
Quite right. Well, it's been a pleasure having you both here today. Have we gone over the events that we have said what's happening for the rest of the year? Anything?
Well, there's plenty of things. I mean, if just Google Cambridge Car Club,
exactly.
and the website's there. But the next thing is the classic run on St George's Day.
And that's at Duxford, isn't it? Duxford.
Duxford.
Really, I might come along to that. I might bring my whole family and have a look at that. It'd be fantastic.
That'd
be lovely. We really do it. Thank you very much indeed, Anthony and Chris. Thank you so much for coming in from the Cambridge Car Club. I'm going to give you some more music.